Felipe went to the door and re-entered the dining room, looking grim. "It's the reporter. She heard you were on your way to Capital City, and she went to the soup kitchen. When she saw I wasn't there, she asked one of the volunteers where I lived. She wants to see you." Emmanuel reluctantly got up from the table and made his way to the front door. Before he got there, Judith barged into the room. She saw Emmanuel coming towards her and grinned broadly.
"I'm so glad you're here." She looked around the room. "Oh, so many of your friends are here for dinner. Do you have room for one more?"
No one answered.
"I see," she replied flatly.
She faced Emmanuel, lowered her voice, and asked,
"Well, can I speak with you? There are so many things our audience wants to know about you."
As she spoke, she deftly reached into her purse. Emmanuel told her, "This is not your place."
"Of course it's my place. You're the greatest story of our time, and I'm the one and only person who has ever interviewed you. Our broadcasts about you have never had higher ratings. Everyone wants to know about you. They want to know if you're the deliverer that your friend Jonah told them about."
She looked at Emmanuel and said,
"Jonah died for you. He died so that you would be known. You owe him this."
"You're right. Jonah spoke of my coming. He also said, 'Those born of earth know earthly things, but the one sent from above is above all.' I owe God who sent me, and that debt is about to be paid," Emmanuel told her.
"What about those in government who take care of all these needy people? Don't you owe them allegiance?" she asked.
"I speak openly of whom I honor."
"In the state, the highest honor is to the governor. Do you accept his authority?"
"Authority comes from God and his word."
"How do you know the word of God?"
"I am the word of God."
"So you claim sovereignty over the people then?"
"You say it is so."
"And you reject the authority of the governor?"
"You can't serve two masters. I serve God alone."
"So you admit to rejecting the authority of the governor and the laws of the state?"
"I was born into the world to speak the truth."
"What is the truth?"
"Whoever believes in me shall live. Whoever does not will die."
"What you're saying is you condemn people to death if you judge that they don't observe your beliefs."
"Their sins condemn themselves," Emmanuel said. "I am not sent to judge the world. I am sent to save the world." Then he took her hand in his and said to her, "It's not too late for you to be saved. Your road leads to perdition, but you can still take the narrow and righteous path. You have a choice."
"Why would you save me?" she asked. "What if I betrayed you to some authorities? Would you save me even then?"
"I pray for those who persecute me. I pray for you. I pray for your salvation, and salvation can be yours, if only you believe."
"But I have so much here to lose."
"You have everything to gain." Her eyes grew moist as she listened to the man who was offering her eternity. Judith stood in silence, considering her fate. Finally, she leaned into him, kissed him on the cheek, and said,
"I'm sorry,"
and left. The others had stopped their preparation for supper, but quietly now they resumed. When supper was ready, they gathered together for the last time and took their places at the table. Emmanuel looked around the table. He smiled affectionately. "Thank you." His friends surveyed each other.
"You are Emmanuel the Christ. You have given to us in great abundance, yet we have done nothing for you," one said.
"You are with me. You have listened to my teachings and taken my words for your own. You love one another as I love you. I have been sent into the world to serve God's commandment, and now that work will be finished, and it falls to you to bear the burden of the world. And it will be a heavy burden, and the road will be filled with hatred and persecution. So I ask the Father to sanctify you with the truth.